It's humid today, wasn't it? Oh boy, that was a lot of fun. Again, I'm very happy with our football team, our coaching staff. I'm really very happy with a lot of our veteran players because they've really allowed our coaches to coach them. You know, starting with Joe Thomas, Kruger, you know, Tremont Williams, guys who have been in this league a long time. I asked them to just kind of follow the process and trust in what we're trying to build here. And when you have guys go all in, it's very easy to go out and compete and practice the way we did. So from that standpoint, I'm very excited about where we're headed. Again, it was just another day, but we were able to finally kind of run into each other a little bit. And I think that's what it's going to take to get us to where we need to be. And we'll be smart about it. We don't want to lose anybody, but at the same time, I think we all recognize and understand the hazards of playing in the National Football League, and we'll be as smart as we can be, but we have to have some very spirited physical practices as we move forward just to get our football team where I think we need to be, and I thought the guys did a great job today.
Hugh, where are the guys at on the toughness, gritty meter that you want to see in those siren periods?
Well, I think we're starting. You know, I think it was a good first day. You know, I don't like to make comparisons, but I think for our group, I think today it was a good start. But more so than anything, I think our guys liked it and respected it, you know, and I think it's different. I know it's a little bit different, you know, than maybe what they've been accustomed to, but I think it's what it's truly going to take for us to have a really good football team.
Do the players know those live periods are coming, or are they unscripted?
They're unscripted. They don't know when they're coming. They just can show up at any time. So absolutely. That's what the sirens were, you know. And again, I thought they responded well, and I thought they was excited. They were excited about it. I think there was enthusiasm about it, and I think they understand the purpose of it now.
You look like you stepped in after one of your quarterbacks kind of got bumped into. Mm-hmm. What did you see there, and what did you say to the guys?
And nobody touches a quarterback. It's just that simple. I mean, we don't touch our quarterback ever. So, and the guy apologized. I mean, again, we got to do a good job at quarterback of making sure we take care of ourselves too, but I don't want anybody around the quarterback that way.
He was your first practice here with all the fans in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the
outstanding
atmosphere?
I mean, again, I really appreciate our fans hanging in there with the weather and sticking around and coming out. And it's exciting to see them all. And obviously, I think our players really appreciate them being here. And being a part of this. I mean, they bring great energy for our football team. So when it gets a little tough, we can kind of look to the sideline and pick yourself up a little bit. So I really appreciate the crowd and them being here. And they're truly our fans. They're totally into it. And I do. I truly appreciate and very grateful for them being here today.
The long pass to Pryor, which he came down to.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem that one of the things Pryor has to learn is find the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How do you think he does something? That one. Uh-huh. Is that a work in progress?
I think I think all of that's a work in progress for him. Again, he's made the transition from quarterback to receiver, but I think he's done an outstanding job, and I think we've moved him from one side of receiver to another side. You know, so again, he's in another transition, and he's handled it extremely well. I'm very proud of what he's doing. You know, but again, we've had three practices. And he was able to make some plays today, but we have to continue to grow everywhere on our football team to continue to get better.
Did you move him over there in part because Josh is coming back?
It wasn't so much about Josh. It just, you know, you want to put guys in certain positions that you think is going to really help the football team. And there's, as you guys know, there's a lot of different things that we'll do with Terrell because I think he's very talented. So we'll just continue to find different ways to have him make a difference on our offensive football team.
Yesterday inside, Crowell looked very quick on that turf. Today he looked very strong in the physical drill. Do you think he's turned it up a notch as a result of what he's been through the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I would hope that's not why. You know, I think he's turned it up because I think he's a really good football player. And I think he has some really unquestionability. You know, I've saw this in the spring, you know, so I'm not surprised by anything he does, but I think there's more there. You know, I still think he has a lot more to give, and we're going to continue to get him better. I think Coach Wilson has done a great job with him and Rock and Ernest. I mean, I think he's beginning to see what he has the potential to be.
What do you guys like about Alvin Bailey at the right tackle spot?
Well, he's played left tackle, and now we have him playing right tackle. He's athletic. I think he's physical. I think he likes the kind of grind. But again, I mean, he'll be the first to tell you there are some areas he needs to continue and improve and get better. Eventually, when it's all said and done, we're going to put the best five guys out there, you know, for our football team to give us the best chance to win. So he's one of them right now, but we'll continue to evaluate, you know, that group as we move forward.
But Jamar Taylor, is he another one of those guys that you're giving a fresh start to? No, it didn't work out in Miami, and then you guys get him. Mm-hmm. What have you seen since you made
it? He's very talented. You know, I've known Jamar from the past, you know, when he was coming out. And, I mean, the guy was a second-round draft pick. You know, sometimes guys get drafted in places and maybe the environment's just not right for him. You know, so he's getting another opportunity. And I think he's let the past go, and he's walked in here and said, hey, I want a job. So he's competing every day. I think he's tenacious. He's tough. He's quick. He's sudden. He's fast. So we have another good player to put back there in the mix for our football team.
Like your fullback walked off with the trainer. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, no. I mean, obviously, I think he got dinged a little bit. You know, he'll go into the concussion protocol. And, you know, we'll see where he is. And that's just part of it, you know. It's tough, you know, first time you run up in there and get one of those. But, again, that's part of it.
You've talked a lot about, you know, you expect to win.
I do.
Jimmy today didn't want to throw out a win total, but he said he could see a situation where maybe you guys win four, but it's a sign he still sees progress.
I appreciate. Hey, he's the owner. He can say whatever he likes. So I really respect that. But at the same time, that's just not how I'm built. You know, I don't know what that number is going to be. I don't know if it's going to be 4, 14. I don't know. But I know we're chasing, and I don't want a number. You know, I want our team to be the best we can be, and we expect to win, and we're going to continue to work to win. So we'll look back at the end of the season and count them all up, the W's and the L's. But when they hired me, they told me my job was to win. So that's what I'm going to set out to do with our staff and our football team.